Coffee Break French, Season 3, Episode 35. Bonjour tout le monde et bienvenue à Coffee Break French. Welcome back to Coffee Break French. I was speaking to someone this week who had just started listening to Coffee Break French, and indeed, last episode was the first episode that they'd ever listened to. So if you're new to Coffee Break French, then you should know that we have a complete course available on iTunes and via radiolingua.com, where you can learn French from scratch and reach the level that you'll be able to deal with the questions and phrases to translate in this episode. This episode once again deals with translation questions, where you'll be translating from English into French based on what you've been learning in recent episodes. There are 5 phrases to translate in this free version, and if you're listening to the members' version, then you'll get 10 phrases plus our very useful dictation exercise. Okay, it's time to begin today's lesson. Let's get straight into the first phrase I'd like you to translate into French. And this is a little bit of a trick question to begin with, because there's one word that you'll need to think about, even though it's not in the English. The French will need an extra word in here and see if you can work out what it is. The phrase I'd like you to translate, number one, is I have decided, therefore, to go. I have decided, therefore, to go. So let's translate this phrase into French. I have decided, therefore, to go. Now, it's taken from one of our previous episodes. It was actually featured in Lesson 12 of Season 3. I have decided, therefore, to go. Let's take I have decided. J'ai décidé. I have decided. So decide is décider, the infinitive. And I have decided in the perfect tense. J'ai décidé. If we want to say I have decided, therefore, then we would use the word donc, D-O-N-C, donc. And the most natural way of doing this would be to say j'ai donc décidé and I've decided to go. Well, to decide to do something is décider de faire quelque chose. So we could think of something along the lines of j'ai donc décidé d'aller, d'apostrophe, aller. However, I said that in this one we would have to add in another word that isn't necessarily there in the English. And hopefully you've picked up that this word should be I, the little word with just one letter, Y, I. Because, as you know, in French, when you go somewhere, you really have to mention where it is you're going. So the best way of saying this would be, I have decided, therefore, to go there. J'ai donc décidé d'y aller. D' apostrophe Y, aller. J'ai donc décidé d'y aller. Let's move on to our next phrase for translation. Numéro 2. I miss the children very much. I miss the children very much. This is possibly something you remember Alf saying in an earlier lesson. I miss the children very much. Now, I'm sure that you've worked out that the important thing to remember here is the fact that in French, when you say I miss something, then you have to turn it around and say, something is missing to me, or something misses me. So, I miss the children very much would be, les enfants me manquent beaucoup. So, the children, to me, are missing lots. Les enfants me manquent beaucoup. Now, if you had started in English with, I miss the children, so, je manque and then continued to use the children as your object here, then you would actually be saying that the children are missing you. I am missing to the children. So that's why we have to use it in the other order, if you like. Les enfants, the children, me manquent, to me are missing, beaucoup. Les enfants me manquent beaucoup. Okay, we're going to take a short break there and we'll be back in just a moment. When you're not listening to Coffee Break French, there's still opportunities for you to keep up your French practice on social media. Just search for Coffee Break French on Facebook, where we post regular language and cultural content. We're Learn French on Twitter, and you can come behind the scenes with the Coffee Break team on Instagram, where we're Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time. Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Let's move on. Number three. I'd like you to translate. Perhaps he will be able to give me some advice. So there are a couple of options here based on how you use the word peut-être. Peut-être, when it starts a sentence, should be followed either by a que, or you should invert your verb. Let's try the que one first. Perhaps he will be able to. Peut-être que. And then he will be able to, the future tense of pouvoir. It's an irregular future stem, so it's il pourra, double R, il pourra. Perhaps he will be able to. Peut-être qu'il pourra. Give me some advice. So here we need to say to me, to give some advice. Me donner des conseils. Des conseils are advice. And it's plural in French. Peut-être qu'il pourra me donner des conseils. Peut-être qu'il pourra me donner des conseils. Let's also have a think about that alternative one, where instead of using que, you invert it and it becomes a question. Perhaps he'll be able to give me some advice. Peut-être pourra-t-il me donner des conseils? And with that one, you should put a question mark at the end because you really are asking a question. Perhaps, will he be able to give me some advice? Or will he be able to give me some advice, perhaps? Peut-être pourra-t-il me donner des conseils? And remember with pourra, when it ends in a vowel, and you're following it in an inversion with a subject pronoun that begins with a vowel, il, then you stick that T in there, hyphen T hyphen. Pourra-t-il, to make it sound better than pourra-il. Peut-être pourra-t-il me donner des conseils? Okay, let's move on to number four. I'd like you to translate. It is necessary that we speak in French together. Or we must speak in French together. But try to think of this as it is necessary that we speak in French together. And I'm sure that you can see where I'm coming from with this one. It is necessary that we speak in French together. So it's necessary that becomes il faut que, and it's of course followed by a subjunctive. Il faut que nous parlions en français ensemble. Parlions, P-A-R-L-I-O-N-S, the present subjunctive of parler. Il faut que nous parlions en français ensemble. Okay, moving on to number 5. And this one's testing your vocabulary more than anything else. My father is now retired. This one's fairly straightforward, if you remember that to be retired is être à la retraite. Être à la retraite. So my father is now retired. Mon père est à la retraite. Mon père est à la retraite. Now, this is where we leave our free subscribers. Again, if you'd like to get the 5 extra questions to test your language and also benefit from the dictée, the dictation exercise that I explained earlier, then you can sign up to become a member at coffeebreakfrench.com.
This podcast was brought to you by the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at www.radiolingua.com.